Keep boredom at bay in any room with reliably fast Wi-Fi throughout your home. All from Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi. Stream rom-coms in the kitchen. Binge biopics in the basement. And take your online teammates where they've never gone before. The guest room. Say goodbye to searching for a signal. And hello to Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi. Click to learn more. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. In some cases, panoramic Wi-Fi pods sold separately may be required for extended coverage. Restrictions apply. Keep boredom at bay with reliably fast Wi-Fi throughout your home. From Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi. With the bars you need from bedroom to basement, there's no room for boredom. Click to learn more. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Restrictions apply. Keep boredom at bay with reliably fast Wi-Fi throughout your home. From Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi. With the bars you need from bedroom to basement, there's no room for boredom. Click to learn more. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Restrictions apply.
Everybody, I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of At the Rim. This is the show that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around the NBA. Coming up on this edition of the program, scores and postgame comments from Game 6 of the 2022 NBA Finals between the Golden State Warriors and the Boston Celtics. If you haven't heard, the Golden State Warriors beat the Boston Celtics in Game 6, 103-90. Steph Curry becomes the NBA Finals MVP. Curry wins his first career Finals MVP. So we've got so much more to talk about with Game 6. I want to start off with my top three storylines. I want to start off with talking about Steph Curry. Man, what a story career he has had so far. Just the list of achievements. Now he's a four-time NBA champion. He's an NBA Finals MVP. He's been a two-time league MVP, eight-time NBA All-Star. He's been an NBA All-Star Game MVP. He's been a four-time All-NBA First Team, three-time All-NBA Second Team. He's also an NBA Western Conference Finals MVP. He's also a two-time NBA Scoring Champion. He's also led the league in steals and a member of the NBA All-Rookie First Team and the NBA 75th Anniversary Team. Steph has achieved so much in his young career so far, and he said he hasn't even hit his prime yet, which is very strange to consider all he has done so far in his amazing career. Here are the Golden State Warriors players talking about Steph Curry's MVP performance and his legacy.
He does, because what he does at his size is so different from, you know, the traditional greats in this league. I've said it many times, Steph reminds me so much of Tim Duncan. Obviously totally different players, but from a humanity standpoint, from a talent standpoint, humility, confidence, it's this wonderful combination that just, you know, makes everybody want to win for him. And I'm obviously thrilled for everyone in that room, and a lot of people had a big hand in this. But I think the thing with Steph is, without him, none of this happens, you know. And that's not taking anything away from Joe and Peter's ownership, because they're amazing owners, built an incredible organization. Bob Myers, a hell of a GM, and, you know, our players, we've had so many great players, but Steph ultimately is, you know, why this run has happened, much like Timmy in San Antonio. And so I'm happy for everybody, but I'm thrilled for Steph. To me, this is his crowning achievement in what's already been an incredible career. No, he's missing an Olympic gold medal, and I think he really has to focus on being on the 24 Olympic team. I think that's the last thing for his career. Sorry, I couldn't resist. Yeah, you know, honestly, that the whole Finals MVP thing, it's like, I mean, are we really, you know, I guess his career has been so impeccable that that's the only thing we could actually find. So it's great to check that box for him. But it's been really hard for me to think that that's actually been held against him. Anyway, here he comes. So talk to him. Thanks.
Thanks, Coach.
I don't like to put a number on things and say, oh, man, we can get five or we can get six or so. We're going to get them until the wheels fall off. And, you know, that's our goal, to compete at this level every year. I think, you know, when you look at a guy like Steph Curry, to have the season that he's had, to have the career that he's had, it's absolutely amazing. And to stamp that with a finals MVP, I know he said it don't matter, you know, and it doesn't matter in the sense of like, oh, well, he's not. His legacy is not quite this unless he gets that. Like, that's garbage. Still Steph Curry, still an all-time great. But to add that to your resume as a competitor, you want that, you know? And, you know, for him, well-deserved. It's been a long time in the making. But he left no doubt. Left no doubt. And he carried us.
I just knew it. We've been here before, and it was the same. It was like deja vu, same feelings. Like we feel like we couldn't get in any good flow. Just like back in 2015, the Cavs had our number, and we just stuck with it. We grinded out a tough game four, and now to be here. I mean, Steph was incredible tonight. I'm so happy for him to get that Finals MVP. Some freaking bozo saying he needed it. I think he's pretty much established what he can do. But to see him earn that, I mean, he's one of the greatest ever. And we all follow in his lead. And, gosh, that was awesome. What a series.
Thanks, Clay.
That audio courtesy of the NBA. So head coach Steve Kerr, along with Draymond Green and fellow Splash brother Clay Thompson, talking about Steph Curry, his MVP performance in Game 6, and his legacy. Now let's hear from the Finals MVP, Mr. Steph Curry. He was asked about finally winning the MVP award.
Forget that. We champs. Why are you starting with that question? We got four championships. You know, like, God is great, the ability to be on the stage and play with amazing teammates. I guess a great Boston Celtics team that, you know, gave us everything to try to get to the finish line. This one hits different for sure. Just knowing what the last 3 years have meant, what it's been like from injuries to, you know, changing of the guard and the rosters, Wiggs coming through, our young guys carrying the belief that we could get back to the stage and win, even if it didn't make sense to anybody when we said it. All that stuff matters, and now we got four championships. You know, me, Dre, Clay, and Andre. Finally got that bad boy. Special, man, special. Just all the work that went into it, all the faith and belief, and everybody in that locker room that's, you know, getting the spray champagne around the locker room. Everybody mattered in that process, so I'm just proud of everybody.
All right, that audio courtesy of the NBA. Let's stay with the Finals MVP, Steph Curry. He was asked about getting back to championship form.
I mean, these last 2 months of the playoffs, these last 3 years, these last 48 hours, every bit of it has been an emotional roller coaster on and off the floor, and you're carrying all of that on a daily basis to try to realize a dream and a goal like we did tonight. And you get goosebumps just thinking about, you know, all those snapshots and episodes that we went through to get back here, individually, collectively. And that's why I say I think this championship hits different. That's why I have so many emotions and still will, just because of what it took to get back here. And the fact that when we started this season, you know, a lot of conversations about who we were as a team and what we were capable of, and clearly remember some experts and talking heads putting up the big zero of how many championships we would have going forward because of everything that we went through. So we hear all of that, and you carry it all and try to maintain your purpose, not let it distract you, but you carry that weight to get here. It all comes out. So It's special.
That audio courtesy of the NBA. Again, let's stay with Steph. He was asked about being emotional after winning the title.
It's definitely overwhelming. It was surreal just because you know how much you went through, you know, to get back to the stage. And nobody, unless you've been on that floor, you know, you just grind it day in, day out. I was kind of talking about, you know, just me personally, my workouts from all season last year when we lost in the play-in tournament, it's been a year and 6 days that I started the process of getting ready for this season. And it all paid off. Didn't know how it was going to happen. Didn't know what the environment is going to be like. You imagine what the emotions are going to be like, but it hits different. So, you know, out there on the floor, I mean, I even know he was down there. I saw him, and I just lost it. And I know that, you know, the clock was kind of running out, but just wanted to take in the moment because it was that special.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of the NBA. Again, Steph was asked about his team having stubbornness during the course of this season.
I like that word because kind of what I was talking about, the narratives that you hear going into this season especially, and coming off the 2 years prior where we literally had the worst record in the league, we had a lot of injuries, and then, you know, scratching and clawing, trying to get through the play-in tournament just to get a playoff berth. We definitely had that mentality that our belief and faith in what we can do, and we kept saying it all year, our championship DNA and the leadership of myself, Draymond, Andre, Loon, Clay, Draymond, all that stuff mattered. And you carry that through the 3 years not knowing how it's going to end up. All you can do is control that belief, and behind the scenes and how you show up every single day, you embody that. And then when it comes time to taking advantage of an opportunity, things click. I remember 2 months ago, I was injured. We were sliding in defensive rating. We kind of limped our way into the postseason. And we clearly said, like, we have to peak at the right time, not knowing what our rotation was going to look like, not knowing what the chemistry was going to look like, because that's what the situation called for. Damn, we did. Like, it's crazy to think about. All that talk paid off. So manifest your destiny in a certain way. And that stubbornness of, like, who we are matters more than what anybody's saying about us is why we're here.
Indeed, that audio courtesy of the NBA. And finally, Steph was asked if this championship is more important than the other ones that him and his team have won.
The moment when you get it done is different, but that's comparatively, it's all kind of the same because you're letting out all your emotions of the year, and you know you're the last team standing, you celebrate your championship. But I say this one hits different is because those, you know, from 15 to 19, it was kind of a steady climb to getting to the championship, and whether you won or lost, you kind of just left it all out there. Then you go through these last 2 years and conversations, narratives, we're too old, you know, the parallel timelines of developing young guys and keeping our core together, all those tough decisions that we had to make, that weighs on you for as much time as we were going through it. And then you get to the point where you're in a playoff series against, you know, Denver and then Memphis and then Dallas and get to Boston, and it's like, we're right here, and it's surreal. And then you get to the finish line, and that's why I think this one is definitely different because of just the 3 years of baggage we carried coming out of that Game 6 in 2019. And, I mean, I can say it now, but I don't know how many teams could carry that for as long as we had with the expectations of, you know, comparing us now to teams of past and make it to the mountaintop again. So a lot of people in that locker room that are enjoying this to the fullest, and they should, because of, you know, who we are as a team. It's pretty amazing.
All right, that audio courtesy of the NBA, and that's your finals MVP, Steph Curry. Again, he scored 34 points to seal the deal, giving the Warriors their fourth NBA championship in 4 seasons. And speaking of the Warriors, that's going to be my next storyline. So aside from Steph going through a rough couple of years and finally they achieved the dream of winning their fourth NBA title in eight seasons, Curry gets his first career NBA Finals MVP. But not just Steph Curry, but let's look at the other players that made a big difference on the roster. Klay Thompson, going through a rough and long 2 years, injuring his Achilles, tearing his ACL. And he said it in previous interviews. Klay said the 2 years that he was gone, it was rough. He was an emotional wreck, a mental wreck. He didn't know what to do. But this is so refreshing to see Klay back on top and along with Steph getting that NBA championship. Draymond Green was hurt throughout much of the year, went to an All-Star game, but he came back kind of around the same time as Klay came back, around January, early February, somewhere to that extent. And Draymond had a tough series against Boston. However, he was able to finish strong in the closeout game in Game 6. We cannot forget about Andrew Wiggins. What a steal this was for the Warriors, getting him in the trade a couple of seasons ago from the Minnesota Timberwolves. And Andrew Wiggins, great two-way player on the offensive and the defensive side, showed up big. This year was a year for Jordan Poole. Jordan Poole was an emerging star for the Golden State Warriors, especially when Steph Curry went down, and then coming through in the playoffs in the Memphis series, in the Dallas series, and then in the Denver series, he came through in the clutch in the closing Game 6 for the Dubs. And then we mentioned Steph, we mentioned Dre, we mentioned Klay, we've also mentioned Jordan and Andrew. Kevon Looney was nice as well. Kevon, again, getting his points in the paint, doing the dirty work, doing what was necessary to keep his team alive, particularly in the series against Dallas, where he just dominated on the offensive rebounding front. So now that sets the stage for Golden State. So now this is their fourth NBA championship in eight seasons. Not just the NBA as a whole, but just the Western Conference as a whole. And let's give big props to their management as well. Bob Myers, general manager, the owners of the team, Joe Lacob and Peter Guber, the president, Rick Welts, of course, head coach Steve Kerr, for doing an amazing job. When you're handling a team with so many different personalities, it's not an easy task, but Coach Kerr is up to the task, and he's been doing his thing so far. But back to what I was saying about not just the NBA, but the Western Conference. So now Golden State, no longer the hunter, they're the hunted again. So they're going to have to watch out for other teams that are coming just in the Western Conference alone. The Denver Nuggets, Nikola Jokic, two-time reigning MVP. He's going to have something to say about this. Jamal Murray's going to be back. He's healthy. The Minnesota Timberwolves are a team that's on the rise. Anthony Edwards, Karl Anthony Towns, just to name a few. Minnesota's going to have something to say about that as well. The Portland Trailblazers, Damian Lillard. We don't know what's going to happen with the Utah Jazz with the recent resignation of Quinn Snyder. We don't know what's going to happen with the future of Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert. But if Donovan and Rudy are going to be together for another year or two, Utah is definitely going to be a formidable opponent. The L.A. Clippers are going to have something to say about that with Paul George and Kawhi Leonard. We know the Lakers are going to have something to say about this. LeBron James was tweeting all throughout the NBA playoffs. He was miserable. And you better believe King James is going to have something to say in the next NBA season. The Phoenix Suns won't be going anywhere anytime soon. Chris Paul, Devin Booker, Jay Crowder, Mikal Bridges, Cameron Payne and company, Cameron Johnson. Phoenix is going to have something to say about this. What about the Dallas Mavericks? If Luka Doncic can get his conditioning right, man, Dallas is definitely a team on the rise, and Dallas will not be taken lightly as well. I mean, Jalen Brunson, if he decides to come back, Dallas is going to have something to say about this as well. How about a team that is definitely on the rise, the Memphis Grizzlies? Whoo! This next NBA season is going to be something that is going to be behold. Ja Morant, man, if Ja Morant improves his upper body strength, it's going to be ferocious. Jaren Jackson Jr. led the league in blocks this year. Also, you've got the likes of, well, we don't know if Dylan Brooks is going to be back, but Desmond Bain, one of the top shooters in the league. Memphis is definitely a team that's going to be reckoned with next year. And then, of course, the New Orleans Pelicans. Brandon Ingram's new contract is going to kick in next season. C.J. McCollum says he wants to be back for the long term. Jonas Valanciunas is going to be improved. Zion Williamson has said that he will sign the rookie Supermax extension. So not just the NBA, but just the Western Conference alone is just dog-eat-dog within itself. So Golden State knows coming into next season, they're not the hunter anymore. They're going to be the hunted now. And they know they're going to have their work cut out for them. But in the meantime, this year, they are the top dogs, winning their fourth NBA title in 8 years. My last storyline is going to be the Boston Celtics. First off, congratulations to the Celtics winning the Eastern Conference Finals, becoming the Eastern Conference champions. And on top of that, making it to the NBA Finals, falling just short in 6 games. A lot of decisions to be made in the offseason. First off, Jaylen Brown played a great series. Marcus Smart was effective. Al Horford was effective. Also, Derek White was spotty at times. Started off the series very strong, but towards the end of the series was nowhere to be found. Grant Williams, spotty in this series. How about the emergence of Robert Williams? Robert Williams is a true center. He is defense personified. Man, next season when Robert gets healthy and his knee gets right, man, he's definitely going to be a candidate for the league defensive player of the year. Could make All-NBA first defense team next year. He made All-NBA defense second team this year. So Robert Williams is an emerging star. Jason Tatum, he's got a long offseason to get it together. I don't know what went wrong with Jason. We don't know what went wrong, but whatever it is, he's going to have a long offseason to figure things out, cutting out the turnovers, making poor passes. It was just not good. We'll have more of Jason in the Celtics sound bites a little bit later on in the program, but it's got to get better for Boston. And I say that is because they got to take this finals experience and learn from it, because not just the NBA, but just the Eastern Conference alone is going to be better next year. The Brooklyn Nets, Kevin Durant, we know KD, similar to LeBron, was tweeting during the playoffs. He had a whole lot to say about what happened during the playoffs. So you know KD is going to be on a mission next season. Kyrie Irving, we don't know if he's going to be back with Brooklyn, but if he is, I'm pretty sure hopefully he'll be in his right mind to focus on basketball for the Brooklyn Nets. The New York Knicks are going to be good. They're going to be better. Philly is definitely going to have something to say about this. Joel Embiid was upset that he didn't win the MVP this past year. He's going to come out with a vengeance. And certainly Philly, they've got their work cut out for them. James Harden, similar to Luka Doncic, his conditioning. Will he get in enough condition where Philly can make that run and get to at least to the Eastern Conference Finals next year? There's also talks about Philly, most likely Daryl Morey and management will offer him the Supermax contract. Looks like that's going to happen, but we're going to see what happens with Philly. Oh, and let me just get back to Brooklyn for a moment. Ben Simmons, will we see Ben Simmons next year? There's a lot of questions in Brooklyn. And also the Toronto Raptors. Toronto is going to be a solid team. I mean, Pascal Siakam will be there. Fred VanVleet will be there. So, and then Scottie Barnes is the reigning NBA Rookie of the Year. So it's going to be interesting what happens with Toronto. We've got to talk about the Chicago Bulls. Chicago is going to get better. Hopefully Lonzo Ball, his injury will be fine and he'll be back 100%. DeMar DeRozan is just a scoring machine. He's not going anywhere. Zach LaVine's not going anywhere as well. Of course, Nikola Vucevic, he's not going anywhere neither. How about one of the surprises of the NBA season, the Cleveland Cavaliers, Darius Garland and Jared Allen? What a combination right there when you throw Evan Mobley in the mix as well and Kevin Love. Cleveland is definitely going to have something to say about this as well. Last year's champs, the Milwaukee Bucks, they're going to have something to say about this as well. Giannis Antetokounmpo, Brooke Lopez, Drew Holiday. Also, you've got Pat Connaughton in the mix as well. And how about Chris Middleton? He's going to be 100% healthy. So a lot of questions at stake in the Eastern Conference, and Boston's competition is going to be ferocious next year. The Atlanta Hawks, Trae Young, John Collins. We know Atlanta's going to have something to say about this. The Charlotte Hornets are a team on the rise with LaMelo Ball. Also, when you talk about Miles Bridges. Also, you've got P.J. Washington as well. Charlotte is definitely a team on the rise. And the Miami Heat. Oh, my goodness. Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo, Duncan Robinson. We don't know about the status of Tyler Hero because, again, Tyler is someone that says that he doesn't want to be in a six-man role, even though he won the six-man of the year award this past season. He feels that he could be a starter in the league. There's going to be a lot of interesting things going on with Tyler moving forward, but nevertheless, Miami has got everything that they need to get to that next level. Same thing for Kyle Lowry. Kyle Lowry is someone that's not going anywhere anytime soon. So again, so many questions in the Eastern Conference, so many questions for the Boston Celtics. If they bring that same nucleus back together, can they get the job done? Can they get past the Eastern Conference and those talented teams, Brooklyn, Philly, Milwaukee, and the other teams that I mentioned earlier? This is definitely something that's going to be something we'll have to watch going forward throughout the free agency period and definitely as we march towards next season. All right, when we come back from the break, we'll have your scores and post-game comments from Game 6 of the 2022 NBA Finals. That's coming up after the break. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to At the Rim. And we'll leave you now with the Golden State Warriors becoming the 2021-2022 NBA World Champions.
Boy, these Warriors are ready to celebrate. And that'll do it. It's over. The Golden State Warriors return to a familiar place. They're on top of the NBA world. The fourth title in 8 years. The Dubs dynasty is still very much alive. A spectacular finish to another spectacular career for Steph Curry, Steve Kerr, and both members of the Celtics and the Warriors showing their respect after a hard-fought six games. It's really one of the heartwarming scenes every year on this night. These incredibly talented athletes, wildly successful young men, acting with the joy and happiness of a child when they finally win it. All the hard work, all the sacrifice has paid off as they reach the goal. And knowing that they didn't do it alone, they did it together. This accomplishment, a bond that they'll have for the rest of their lives. And for a number of these Warriors, their fourth championship.
And now the Golden State Warriors. Six NBA Finals in 8 years. Four NBA championships. A remarkable run by any measure that only a handful of teams in the history of NBA have accomplished. To Joe Lacob, to Peter Guber, to Coach Kerr, to Bob Myers, to all you great players, the coaches, and the entire Golden State Warriors organization, congratulations. You are the 2022 NBA champion.
In our modern times, industry leaders are those who never settle for good enough. Those who strive to create solutions never thought possible. At Holosun, we're proud to create the future of red dot sight technology with feature-packed products for the sportsman and professional alike. The EPS Carry is our newest product that was built from the ground up to work on a variety of carry handguns with features such as an enclosed emitter, up to 50,000 hours of battery life, and our signature multi-reticle system. Learn more about EPS Carry and other Holosun innovations at holosun.com.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest. And then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movements that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that,
hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan. or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhpp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
The aesthetic could be some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
It happened like that, a full-blown asthma attack. It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
a fever, headaches. I have these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
A reaction triggered by cockroach allergens.
Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
Everybody, welcome back to the program. So again, in game 6 of the 2022 NBA Finals, the final score, the Golden State Warriors 103, the Boston Celtics 90. Again, for the Golden State Warriors, Steph Curry wins the NBA Finals MVP. He finishes with 34. This is Curry's first career Finals MVP. Fellow Splash brother Klay Thompson finished with 12 points. Andrew Wiggins finished with 18 points. Jordan Poole finished with 15 points. Draymond Green had a double-double with 12 points and 12 rebounds. Meanwhile, on the losing side for Boston, Jason Tatum finished with 13 points. Jaylen Brown finished with 34 points. Al Horford had a double-double with 19 points and 14 rebounds. Marcus Smart only had 9 points, and Robert Williams finished with 10 points. The final score in Game 6 of the 2022 NBA Finals, the Golden State Warriors 103, the Boston Celtics 90. So Golden State wins the series 4-2 against Steph Curry, wins his first career NBA Finals MVP award. Before we move on to the post-game comments, there was something that I had mentioned on the previous show, and that was related to Warriors assistant head coach Kenny Atkinson. Atkinson was originally supposed to become the next head coach of the Charlotte Hornets, but Atkinson has decided that he will not become the Hornets head coach, and he will remain with the Golden State Warriors as an assistant. Once again, the Charlotte Hornets had offered Kenny Atkinson their head coaching job during the NBA Finals. But after further conversations, Atkinson believed that it was best for him to remain with the Warriors as an assistant. Again, this is according to ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski. So Kenny Atkinson will not become the head coach of the Charlotte Hornets. He will remain in an assistant head coach with the Golden State Warriors. All right, we'll get to some of the Warriors' comments in just a moment, but let's talk about the Boston Celtics for a moment. It was a hard-fought run that the Celtics had, again, going through some tough challenges, going through a tough series against Milwaukee, going through a tough series against Miami, of course, having a tough series against the Brooklyn Nets, even though they swept Brooklyn. But, man, I tell you what, every matchup, every challenge is tough in the NBA, and the playoffs are no exception to the rule. And what a job Ime Udoka did in his first year as the head coach of the Boston Celtics. And Coach Udoka, definitely somebody that's a disciplinarian. He learned from head coach Greg Popovich during his time in San Antonio. Udoka was asked, what did he tell his team after the loss in Game 6?
You know, it's going to hurt, and it'll hurt for a while, and probably, you know, that stuff never goes away. I've lost one before, and so that was part of the message. Let it propel us forward. The experience and growth and progress that we made this season, obviously getting to your ultimate goal and falling a few games short, is going to hurt. And there are a lot of guys in there, very emotional right now. So the message was, you know, we thank them for the effort and the growth and everything they allowed us to do coaching-wise this year. And the biggest message was learn from this, grow from it. Take this experience and see there is another level to get to with a team like Golden State who has been there, done that, and it was evident in a lot of ways. and just don't come back the same as players, coaching staff, and let this fuel you throughout the offseason the next year.
That audio courtesy of the NBA. Let's stay with head coach Udoka for a moment. He was asked about the summer offseason program for center Robert Williams.
You know, strengthen his body. That's the main thing in general. And we said it coming into the season. You know, he had his highest minutes per game this year. We wanted him to be able to play longer stretches. And I think he achieved a lot of things and had a lot of growth on the court. But a big part is taking care of your body and staying available. And so obviously have to strengthen up his legs and build all that, all the muscle around it to protect his knees. You know, what I did tell him also was credit for playing through what he did and giving it a go and being out there for us. But now it's time to rest up, heal up, and get ready for next season and come back in better shape and stronger than you were this year coming into the season.
All right, that audio courtesy of the NBA. Let's stay with head coach Udoka for a moment. He was asked, what does he think Jason Tatum will learn from this NBA Finals experience?
Yeah, learn and understand who he is in this league. You know, you're all-star, all-NBA first-team guy for a reason, and this is only the start of how you're going to be guarded and the attention you're going to draw. And so one thing that he's always done throughout the season was seen multiple different coverages and figured it out, and he did that throughout the first few series, and this one was a rough one. Very consistent team that did some things to limit him and make others pay, and so from him is just continue to grow and understand that you're going to see this rest of your career. And this is just a start. But the growth that he showed as a playmaker this year and in certain areas, I think this is the next step for him, figuring that out and, you know, getting to where some of the veterans are that have seen everything and took their lumps early in their careers. And like I said, very motivated guy that works extremely hard and high IQ, intelligent guy that will learn from this and figure it out. And I think it will propel him to go forward, definitely motivate him.
That audio courtesy of the NBA, and Coach Udoka was asked, did mental fatigue have anything to do with the finals loss?
You know, anytime you play some, you know, tough seven-game series, there's going to be some of that. But we had time off, and I think we came in refreshed and energetic and throughout the series. But I'm sure there's part of that, you know, not only mental but physical as well, with, you know, Rob playing through some of the things he was and being in and out in previous series. It probably had a toll on Al, where we had to overextend him at times. And and, you know, Jason, Jalen grinding us out of, you know, Marcus as well. All those guys had some bumps and bruises at some point and having to fight those two hard-fought seven-game series. So probably had something to do with some physical fatigue, but I think everybody's kind of going through that in the playoffs. And we had enough initially early, and it was more some mental lapses than physical, in my opinion.
That audio, again, courtesy of the NBA. And finally, head coach Udoka was asked about the approach going into the offseason.
Yeah, I think, you know, not playing our best, probably playing our worst overall series is motivation enough. You know, we have very highly motivated guys that didn't play their best, honestly, and so we're all going to grind away in the summer and improve in certain ways, but I think the biggest part for us is the IQ section, and that's where we saw a huge difference in consistency with us in Golden State and just the little things that, you know, experience only can teach you. And so for us, that's the message. It's, you know, obviously losing on a buzzer beater against Ray Allen when I was in San Antonio will kind of feel you throughout a whole season, but this is a little bit different. We improved in a lot of areas, but fell short of our ultimate goal, and some guys didn't play their best, and so that's going to motivate guys throughout the season. But like I said, the message is everybody come back better, and let's not be satisfied with getting here. It's not guaranteed you're going to get here. The East is getting tougher every year, and it'll come back better. We will as a staff as well.
That audio courtesy of the NBA. Let's move over to the winning side. Golden State Warriors head coach Steve Kerr. He was asked, what makes this championship different from the others?
Well, they're all unique. They're all special. I think this one may have been the most unlikely just from the standpoint of where we've been the last couple of years. A lot of unknowns with injuries to Clay. You know, Draymond at the end of the year, Steph at the end of the year, a lot of young guys, kind of a new core, or a new group around our core, I should say. It's really special to see guys like Wiggs and Loon and Gary Payton, just how far they've come, the impact they made. Jordan Poole, same thing. And I know I'm going to forget people, but it takes a full team effort to do this, and we just had a great group who got it done.
That audio courtesy of the NBA. And finally, head coach Steve Kerr was asked about Klay Thompson and his return to form.
Yeah, I mean, the anguish that Klay has felt over the last, you know, 3 years, I don't know that, I mean, people can guess as to what it was like, but we saw it up close. And, you know, between a second year-long injury and losing what he loves to do most in life, you know, playing the game, it's been a rough go for him. So his return was special for us on and off the floor because of what he's meant to the organization, what he's done for this team, and then of course his play. I mean, his two-way ability is up at the top of the league. So I'm thrilled for Klay.
That audio courtesy of the NBA. And speaking of Klay Thompson, Klay was asked about the emotions that he has had to overcome over the last 2 years.
A lot of mixed ones, to be honest. I mean, 2019, it was easier to accept because I'd never been hurt before, and that five-year run took a lot out of us. But the second time it happened, it was like, what the heck is going on, man? And just to stay with it, do the most, just a calf raise after calf raise after underwater treadmill, so many days, not even touching a ball. Then to go through this season with the ups and downs and even these playoffs, I mean, I'm just at a loss for words at times because I just knew this was possible, but to be here in real time, man, I don't want to leave. I just want to enjoy every second of this. I know how fleeting it can be.
That audio courtesy of the NBA. Let's stay with Klay. He was asked if this championship feels different from the other ones in years past.
A lot of chatter. A lot of chatter. A lot of doubters. But you know what? You just put that in your fuel tank and you just keep going. And it does definitely hit different. Like, the guys we integrated here, we could not be here without them. Whether it was Wiggs, who's around the corner, I don't know, he's chilling somewhere. There he is. That man made my life so easy. I used to have to do his job. And I'm looking at him like, that is exhausting, bro. You got to get buckets and guard the best player? That's crazy. Jordan Poole, his development. The guys we picked up at free agency like Otto and Belly. How about Kevon Looney? The man had a 22-rebound game. Just all around, all down the board. Like, and this was beyond the guys who got big minutes in the playoffs. Guys like Juan Toscano and Damian Lee, who are ready when they're called upon and won us big games in the regular season. So this was a collective effort, and strength in numbers is alive and well. I can't wait. There was this one player on the Grizzlies who tweeted strength in numbers after they beat us in the regular season, and it pissed me off so much. I can't wait to retweet that thing. Freaking bum. I had to watch that. I'm just like, this freaking clown. Okay. Sorry. That memory just popped up. You're going to mock us? Like, you ain't ever been there before, bro. We've been there. We know what it takes. So to be here again, hold that.
Wow, that audio courtesy of the NBA. And Klay, not happy about that strength in numbers tweet by that Grizzlies player right there. And definitely Klay is letting them know that they've been there. They've done that, and they're continuing to do that. And finally, Klay was asked about his father, Michael Thompson, former NBA player. For those of you that may not know, Michael is a native of the Bahamas, and Klay was asked about his father's Bahamian heritage.
Well, it's been a part of my story since I was a child. My father was the first foreign-born number one pick, even before Wiggs. Can you believe that? Before Air Canada, there was Air Bahamas. So I know my family is in Nassau watching, and we had a tough year losing our Uncle Colin, who is such a big part of our family. He's the oldest brother of my dad's side, and he was a legend on the island. And I just love the Bahamas with all my heart. Like, I loved visiting my grandparents, my cousins when I was a kid, and I can't wait to go back and celebrate with all my family this summer. I just think about them all the time, and we've, not only myself, but our fam has faced adversity the last few years, losing my Uncle Paul and my Uncle Colin and my Aunt Patty. It was just, and with life, things go on. So I just keep them in my heart when I go out there and hoop.
That audio courtesy of the NBA. Let's stay with the Golden State Warriors. We heard from someone that has Bahamian roots, and now we go north of the border to Canada and Canadian native, Toronto native to be exact, Andrew Wiggins, forward for the Golden State Warriors. He was asked what head coach Steve Kerr has meant to him during this championship run.
Man, you know, he's talking about one of the greatest coaches of all time. You know, the way he challenges his players but supports them is, you know, it's amazing. You know, he gives his players confidence. He puts his players in position to succeed. So I'm definitely thankful for Steve Kerr.
That audio courtesy of the NBA. We knew Andrew Wiggins was made out of the right stuff. I mentioned on a previous show that Andrew Wiggins, a former number one overall pick, someone that was forgotten about during his time with the Minnesota Timberwolves. I mean, the talent definitely there, great two-way player, had some bright moments with the Timberwolves, but when he was traded to the Golden State Warriors a couple of years ago, everything fell right into place, and his presence was felt throughout this playoff run for Golden State. Let's go back to the other end of the court with the Boston Celtics. Celtics guard Marcus Smart. He was asked about the emotions being felt after losing an NBA Finals.
It's tough. You know, we've been through a lot this year as a team, as a group, individually, collectively, and, you know, it's tough. You know, every obstacle that was thrown in front of us, you know, we prevailed and triumphed through it. Came up short tonight.
That audio courtesy of the NBA. And Marcus was joined by his teammate, Jason Tatum. They were asked about improvements that needed to be made for next season.
I think just, you know, our level of poise at times, you know, throughout this series and previous series, you know, myself included, we, you know, taking care of the ball, things like that. But it's easy to, you know, look back and see and say all the things you could have done better. You know, we tried. I know that for a fact.
And to piggyback off what he said, yeah, we tried. Obviously, you know, to look back and say what we could have done, it's tough. You know, we all made mistakes that that obviously couldn't have been made, could have been prevented, but we're learning. It's part of it, and, you know, you take that and go into next season and you try to build off of it, the things that we've done wrong and the things that we've done great.
That audio courtesy of the NBA. Let's go back to Jason for a moment. He was asked, what has he learned about this NBA Finals experience?
Hard. It's hard getting to this point, and it's even harder, you know, getting over the hump and winning. It's been a long journey, a long process. You know, that's what I took from it, that it's tough, and, you know, we got to take it up another level to do what we want to do.
That audio courtesy of the NBA. Let's stay with Jason again. He was asked, what was he feeling in the last minute of the game as the Warriors were going to win the finals?
You know, like I just keep saying it hurts. You know, being with this group, things that we've overcome throughout the season, getting to this point. Just knowing that how bad we wanted it and coming up short, it's a terrible feeling.
That audio courtesy of the NBA, you can just hear in Jason's voice, it's just a terrible feeling, and him along with Marcus Smart, they've got a lot to work on in the offseason. And finally, Celtics guard Smart, and they've got a lot to work on in the offseason. Meanwhile, let's get back to Marcus. He was asked, what things he can take away from this season?
Man, I think for us, myself, it's just, you know, everything that we have accomplished, everything we had to go through to even get to this situation. You know, nobody even had us being here, let alone in the playoffs. So, you know, it's definitely tough, but it's definitely one of those things we've been through hell to get here. And take that, you know what I'm saying? We got to we got to use that. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be tough, but that's what I know for myself. I'm viewing it and looking at all the shit that we had to get through to get here, just to even get to this situation, to have an opportunity. So I'm proud of this team. Obviously, we didn't accomplish our goal, but a lot of people, and I'm sure a lot of you guys in here counted us out early on in the season. So for us, we'll take it.
All right, that audio courtesy of the NBA. Let's go back to the other end of the court and with the champions, the Golden State Warriors. Forward Draymond Green was asked about the different personalities on the team during their championship run.
It's amazing because none of us are the same. And, you know, you usually clash with people when you're alike. And I think the one thing that's constant for us is winning is the most important thing. And that is always the goal. That is always the main focus. This is Olive, everyone. I know y'all don't usually get to see her. She is the life of all of this, this family. But, I'm sorry, Steve. I totally lost my train. Oh, you know, for us, it's just about getting back to these moments and winning. And we know what that feels like. And ultimately, we know what that takes. Please stop making the noise, big man. And we know what that takes. And we rely on each other. We depend on each other for if I may struggle in one area, Steph just isn't going to go try to do it. You know, we rely on each other for what we're great at, and it still has not been proven when we hold, and anybody can stop it.
That audio courtesy of the NBA. Let's stay with Draymond. Again, never a dull moment with him. He was asked about sharing this championship with his children and what he would have told himself when he got drafted.
It's absolutely amazing to share this with my kids, one of them not being up here, my wife and my brother and my mom. This is what you do it for. I've always said, you know, one of my motivations to get back to playing at a high level was because they weren't old enough to remember me playing at a high level. You look at the last 2 years prior to this one, and, you know, you think of their ages that they've gone over the last 2 years. She was 4. He was 2. Like, they didn't remember anything. And so a huge part of my motivation coming into this year was to show them that, you know, I can be at this level and to give them an understanding and, you know, to ultimately close it out. You know, I always say, you know, during the playoffs, like, my family takes a back seat to everything. Everyone does. Everything does. It's all about what can I do to put myself in a better position to win a championship, to close out a series, to play good games. And that requires and such a high amount of focus. And I didn't see them all day today. Like, they're sitting in the same hotel. Didn't see them all day. Like, but ultimately it's a sacrifice. And, you know, try to get them to understand. But the things that they don't understand, once they see the prize at the end, it'll better help them understand. And teaching them how to work. And if you do work hard, there are prizes at the end. I think for me to share these experiences with them is that's what the journey is all about.
Again, that audio courtesy of the NBA. And finally, Draymond talks about people criticizing him about doing his podcast during the NBA Finals.
They're going to get this podcast. Ain't nobody complain. All playoffs have a couple bad games. Stop doing the podcast. It ain't stopping. Y'all going to get this podcast. They're going to get it all summer and next year, too. It's here. It is what it is.
Wow, that audio courtesy of the NBA. And you heard what Draymond says. It is what it is, and they're going to get this podcast all summer long. It's going to be a long summer full of trash talking and jaw-jacking, only Draymond Green and doing what he does best. Let's move along now to the Boston Celtics. Back on the other end of the court for the C's, here's guard Jaylen Brown as he was asked what he's learned about the NBA Finals experience.
Still got a lot to learn as a group, individually. As much as we made growth and, you know, turned our season around,
still got a lot to learn about the game of basketball. So I learned so much during this playoff run, you know, coming from not playing last year after wrist surgery, you know, coming into this year's playoffs, you know, just being grateful for the opportunity. And it's things to come up short, but it's a lot to learn, and the future is bright.
That audio courtesy of the NBA, indeed the future is bright for Boston. And staying with the future, guard Jaylen Brown was asked, what did he tell his teammate Jason Tatum at the end of Game 6?
I just gave him a hug, man. I know it was a tough last game, and I know that, you know, obviously it was a game we felt like we could have won. Stings that we kind of didn't play to our potential. This game, the last game on our home floor, but it is what it is. You know, you got to learn from it and move on. As tough as it is, you know, it's been a great year. It's been a great journey, you know. The start of the season, nobody thought we would be here. And, you know, we're two games away from doing something special. And, yeah, everybody's like, man, we really could have did it. We really had the opportunity. And, yeah, we did. But it just wasn't our time.
That audio courtesy of the NBA. And finally, Jaylen was asked, what will it take to get back to this point next season?
Absolutely. The future is bright. You know, I always look at adversity as opportunities to shape an individual. And, you know, for whatever reason, it wasn't our time. And that means we still got a lot to learn. Personally, I got a lot to learn. So, you know, for me, it's always about growth and continuing to get better, continuing to find different ways to lead. And that's what it's about. The future is bright, and I'm excited to get back next year.
That audio courtesy of the NBA. Let's stay with the Celtics and veteran forward Al Horford. He was asked about falling short in the NBA Finals.
You know, obviously very tough to, you know, to lose and be in this position. I'm very proud of our group. I'm very proud of the growth of our group all year. You know, we went from a below 500 team, average team, to putting it together. And I don't want to get caught up in necessarily, you know, some of the bad stuff that happened tonight. I want us to keep perspective on how much growth, to your question, Jason and Jaylen had this year. It's a lot on their hands. It's a lot of responsibility. And they took it in stride. They made adjustments. They improved. They grew as players. But as you can see, you know, there's still a lot of growth and a lot of work for all of us. The Warriors definitely were on a different level. And it's something that we have to accept, and we all have to grow.
That audio courtesy of the NBA. Let's stay with Al. He was asked what he learned about himself during this finals experience.
Definitely it's a huge learning experience. From the amount of attention, the stage itself, everything that entails this. Also, from on the court for me individually. Just seeing how I can just continue to be of impact and be better, you know, for our group moving forward. So definitely a lot of growth. And with that, just really appreciative of our fans here, our Celtics fans here. All year, you know, they've been with us, and in these playoffs, it was very special. You know, obviously we wanted to do better, you know, for them, but, you know, they showed up. They lifted us up all year with their great energy. And I'm very grateful for all the Celtics fans out there.
That audio courtesy of the NBA. And finally, Al was asked what he's feeling after the loss and improvements for next season.
Well, it's difficult. You know, obviously for me, you know, looking at this great opportunity in front of us, you know, it just wasn't meant for us this year. You know, we fought really hard. You know, I feel like we can hold our heads high. You know, we gave everything that we could. And for me, I'm, you know, looking forward to next year. You know, this is a big summer, you know, for us as a team, individually, guys, to get better, to improve on this, and for us to take it to another level.
That audio courtesy of the NBA. Let's stay with the Celtics. Center Robert Williams, he was asked what needs to be done during the offseason to move on from this loss.
It don't stop hurting. Honestly, it never stops hurting until we back in this position again. Starting with the beginning of the season. It's got to be better, man. It's got to be better. Everyone got to take a step, you know, a step up. Add a little intensity to everything we're doing, but it never stops hurting.
That audio courtesy of the NBA. And finally, Robert was asked how special was this championship run for his team.
Yeah, I'm so proud of my guys, coaching staff too, the whole locker room, Turner, all of us, honestly. The way we fought through adversity, you know, and bounced back, obviously wish we could have did it, you know, throughout the whole season, but just love going to war with those guys.
That audio courtesy of the NBA. So again, the final score in Game 6 of the 2022 NBA Finals: the Golden State Warriors 103, the Boston Celtics 90. For the Golden State Warriors, Steph Curry 34 points and was named the NBA Finals MVP. This is his first career Finals MVP award. Klay Thompson finished with 12 points. Andrew Wiggins finished with 18 points. Jordan Poole finished with 15 points. Draymond Green had a double-double with 12 points and 12 rebounds. On the losing end for the Boston Celtics, Jason Tatum had 13 points. Jaylen Brown finished with 34 points. Al Horford had a double-double with 19 points and 14 rebounds. Marcus Smart had 9 points, and Robert Williams had 10 points. Golden State wins the series 4-2. And congratulations once again to the Golden State Warriors for achieving another great milestone in the Steve Kerr era, along with the Splash Brothers. Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, and, of course, Andrew Wiggins coming over and playing his part all season long. Jordan Poole and an emerging star, and some of the other cast of characters that made Golden State what it was all season long, and returning to glory after a long two seasons that was met with injuries and a lot of disappointments, including the play-in tournament, dealing with stuff in the bubble, but Golden State back on top. Until next time, everybody, I'm Ed Robinson saying so long, and you've been listening to At the Rim. And we'll leave you now with audio courtesy of the NBA, ABC Sports, and the Walt Disney Company. Here are the Warriors becoming the 2021-2022 NBA champions. So long, everyone.
Boy, these Warriors are ready to celebrate. And that'll do it. It's over. The Golden State Warriors return to a familiar place. They're on top of the NBA world. The fourth title in 8 years. The Dubs dynasty is still very much alive. A spectacular finish to another spectacular career for Steph Curry, Steve Kerr, and both members of the Celtics and the Warriors showing their respect after a hard-fought 6 games. It's really one of the heartwarming scenes every year on this night. These incredibly talented athletes, wildly successful young men, acting with the joy and happiness of a child when they finally win it. All the hard work, all the sacrifice has paid off as they reach the goal. And knowing that they didn't do it alone, they did it together. This accomplishment, a bond that they'll have for the rest of their lives, and for a number of these Warriors, their fourth championship.
And now the Golden State Warriors.
6 NBA Finals in 8 years, 4 NBA championships, a remarkable run by any measure that only a handful of teams in the history of NBA have accomplished. To Joe Lacob, to Peter Guber, to Coach Kerr, to Bob Myers, to all you great players, the coaches, and the entire Golden State Warriors organization, congratulations. You are the 2022 NBA champions.
Because what he does at his size is so different from, you know, the traditional greats in this league. I've said it many times, Steph reminds me so much of Tim Duncan. Obviously totally different players, but from a humanity standpoint, from a talent standpoint, humility, confidence, it's this wonderful combination that just, you know, makes everybody want to win for him. And I'm obviously thrilled for everyone in that room. And a lot of people had a big hand in this. But I think the thing with Steph is, without him, none of this happens, you know. And that's not taking anything away from Joe and Peter's ownership, because they're amazing owners, built an incredible organization. Bob Myers, a hell of a GM, and, you know, our players. We've had so many great players, but Steph ultimately is, you know, why this run has happened, much like Timmy in San Antonio. And so I'm happy for everybody, but I'm thrilled for Steph. To me, this is his crowning achievement in what's already been an incredible career. No, he's missing an Olympic gold medal, and I think he really has to focus on being on the 24 Olympic team. I think that's the last thing for his career. Sorry, I couldn't resist. Honestly, that the whole Finals MVP thing, it's like, I mean, are we really, you know, I guess his career has been so impeccable that that's the only thing we could actually find. So it's great to check that box for him. But it's been really hard for me to think that that's actually been held against him. Anyway, here he comes. So talk to him. Thanks.
Thanks, Coach.
I don't like to put a number on things and say, oh, man, we can get 5 or we can get 6 or – so we're going to get them until the wheels fall off. And, you know, that's our goal, to compete at this level every year. I think, you know, when you look at a guy like Steph Curry, to have the season that he's had, to have the career that he's had, it's absolutely amazing. And to stamp that with a Finals MVP, I know he said it don't matter, you know, and it doesn't matter in the sense of, like, oh, he's not. His legacy is not quite this unless he gets that. Like, that's garbage. Still Steph Curry, still an all-time great. But to add that to your resume as a competitor, you want that, you know? And, you know, for him, well-deserved. It's been a long time in the making. But he left no doubt. Left no doubt. And he carried us.
I just knew it. We've been here before, and it was the same. It was like deja vu, same feelings. Like we feel like we couldn't get in any good flow. Just like back in 2015, the Cavs had our number, and we just stuck with it. We grinded out a tough Game 4, and now to be here. I mean, Steph was incredible tonight. I'm so happy for him to get that Finals MVP. Some freaking bozo saying he needed it. I think he's pretty much established what he can do. But to see him earn that, I mean, he's one of the greatest ever. And we all follow in his lead. And, gosh, that was awesome. What a series.
Thanks, Clay.
Forget that. We champs. Why are you starting with that question? We got 4 championships. You know, like,
God is great, the ability to be on the stage and play with amazing teammates. I guess a great Boston Celtics team that, you know, gave us everything to try to get to the finish line. This one hits different for sure, just knowing what the last 3 years have meant, what it's been like from injuries to, you know, changing of the guard and the rosters, Wiggs coming through, our young guys carrying the belief that we could get back to the stage and win, even if it didn't make sense to anybody when we said it. All that stuff matters, and now we got four championships. You know, me, Dre, Clay, and Andre. Finally got that bad boy. Special, man, special. Just all the work that went into it, all the faith and belief, and everybody in that locker room that's, you know, getting the spray champagne around the locker room. Everybody mattered in that process, so I'm just proud of everybody.
Download the BetMGM Sports app and place a $10 moneyline wager on any NBA playoff game to win $200 in free bets if either team hits a three-pointer. Use code EASY200. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Samstown Shreveport Casino. Enjoy basketball, soccer, and all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using bonus code EASY1000 and your first wager is risk-free up to $1,000. Plus, when you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, player props, and daily boosted odds specials. Download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com and enter bonus code EASY1000 and place your first wager risk-free up to $1,000. Now you're winning with the King of Sportsbooks. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Download the BetMGM app and place a $10 moneyline wager on any NBA playoff game. If either team hits a three-pointer in the game, you'll win $200 in free bets. Just use code EASY200 when you make your first bet. Sign up now and discover BetMGM's daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code EASY200 to win $200 if either team hits a three in any NBA playoff game. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Samstown Shreveport Casino.
That's the ease at which you get information. You're always connected and informed. So if you're diabetic and still using old technology and finger sticks, what are you waiting for? U.S. Med carries the highest quality continuous glucose monitors, which provide real-time readings of blood glucose levels. U.S. Med is an approved provider for Medicare and over 500 private insurers. Visit usmed.com/radio today. That's usmed.com/radio today and manage your diabetes as easy as... That's the ease at which you get information. You're always connected and informed. So if you're diabetic and still using old technology and finger sticks, what are you waiting for? U.S. Med carries the highest quality continuous glucose monitors, which provide real-time readings of blood glucose levels. U.S. Med is an approved provider for Medicare and over 500 private insurers. Visit usmed.com/radio today. That's usmed.com/radio today and manage your diabetes as easy as...
It's hurricane season. Flood insurance can help you avoid paying out of pocket for costly damage. It's time to trust your instincts. Get flood insurance and protect the life you've built. Visit floodsmart.gov. It's another hurricane season. And right about now, residents are busy fortifying their nests against damage. This year, they're preparing with flood insurance. They've learned it's the extra layer of protection that prevents them from paying out of pocket or pouch for costly repairs. You too should trust your instincts this season. Get flood insurance and protect the life you've built. Visit floodsmart.gov.
That's the ease at which you get information. You're always connected and informed. So if you're diabetic and still using old technology and finger sticks, what are you waiting for? U.S. Med carries the highest quality continuous glucose monitors, which provide real-time readings of blood glucose levels. U.S. Med is an approved provider for Medicare and over 500 private insurers. Visit usmed.com/radio today. That's usmed.com/radio today and manage your diabetes as easy as...
It's hurricane season. Flood insurance can help you avoid paying out of pocket for costly damage. It's time to trust your instincts. Get flood insurance and protect the life you've built. Visit floodsmart.gov. It's another hurricane season, and right about now, residents are busy fortifying their nests against damage. This year, they're preparing with flood insurance. They've learned it's the extra layer of protection that prevents them from paying out of pocket or pouch for costly repairs. You too should trust your instincts this season. Get flood insurance and protect the life you've built. Visit floodsmart.gov. It's hurricane season. Flood insurance can help you avoid paying out of pocket for costly damage. It's time to trust your instincts. Get flood insurance and protect the life you've built. Visit floodsmart.gov.